Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, let's waste our time again as we do the podcast. Nice to have you with us. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So today, I know there's been a lot of chaos at the airports.
Yeah, big time. My parents came in from Florida Friday, and their flight was delayed. That was lucky to actually get in as opposed to get canceled.
Yeah, because I have these air traffic controllers. There's not enough of them. The ones that are there are mad at something. Who knows? But today is also the day where you have to have your real ID.
This must be a complete disaster there.
To fly, or if you have your passport.
This is interesting to me because if you've been in an airport, literally any time in the last 3 years, not 3 months, there have been signs all over the place. Coming soon, real ID. And it would say May of 2025, real ID. And I was one that put it off because I have a passport, so I'm not really all that concerned about it. You know there are people that showed up this morning and are still going to show up today and tomorrow that have no idea what's going on.
Tons of them. It's got to be tons of people.
Yeah.
Because as much as I feel like you can see and hear and get news everywhere, there are still tons of things that people are completely oblivious
about. No question. No question.
And this has got to be one of them.
I agree with you.
You're also going to have people showing up there. My guess is that they're going to show up there angry at DMV in New Jersey saying, I have this flight. I tried to get a real ID. There were no appointments. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, that's because of the flood of people trying to get the appointments now.
Yeah.
I've tried too. Again, not that I need it, but I'd like to have it in time for the fall just because of all the travel I do. It just makes it easier. I don't want to have to travel with the passport. If I have to, it's not a big deal. I would just prefer not to. And I've looked, I've checked 3 or 4 times. I mean, you cannot get an appointment.
Yeah. Now I also was seeing in New Jersey that, like my license expires in August, I believe.
Okay.
That when I go to do my renewal, it'll automatically be a real ID.
And, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then you don't need an appointment if you're going there to get your license.
Did not know that.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So that's what I'm waiting for. I just figured, same thing. I got a passport.
Yeah, you're fine.
Although every time I think about it, when I haven't thought about my passport in a while, I panic that it's expired.
Mm.
So I remember the one day on here we were talking about, I was like, oh, damn. I wrote myself a note and went home.
Yeah.
But I'm still good. I think I'm good till 2028.
Yeah, I think I'm good till 30, I believe.
Because I think I got my first passport in 2008, and I think they're good for 10 years.
Yeah, that's about right.
So then that would make sense to 2018 to 2028.
I actually, you know, it's funny. I actually wonder, because I renewed my passport when Rutgers went to Toronto. I had to make sure that my passport was in line, and I'm pretty sure that's when I actually renewed it. But I'm not, I don't.
Why,
I don't,
why didn't they just make everybody just have a passport? Because then you could travel no matter where you're going, your passport works.
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. I'm wrong. It was actually in 2023. Oh, geez. So I might be good till 33.
Yeah, you're going to be good probably
I thought that was... No, I was right. No, I read it wrong. It was 2019. So I'm good till 29.
Okay, so you're good.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah. I don't even remember how I got my passport renewed. I feel like I put that in the mail.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly,
and then it just shows back up.
Yep.
There's always people waiting in line near our building here in New York that are waiting in line for passports that I guess they don't have.
Are those passports or are those some type of work visas or...
I always thought they were passports.
They could be. I don't know.
Because that's what I had heard at one point, because as we get closer to summer and in the summer, it's packed.
Okay. People are traveling.
Yeah.
It takes time, though, to get them. Even if you do the expedited passport, that's still going to take a few weeks.
Yeah. Takes a long time.
You pay some extra money, and it still takes time.
What about body scans? Why don't we just body scan us to see that you're the real person when you go to the airport?
Well, facial ID.
Yeah, facial ID.
The facial recognition, you know, I don't know if you're aware of this. I think I told you. When I went to MetLife Stadium to do the Giant Eagle game, and then when I went to Tampa for the Bucks and Niners, in both places, it's all facial recognition now, to where, yeah, you have to have a credential, sure, but you can't go anywhere until you get your face scanned. It is wild. Like, you want to go on the field, scan your face. You come off the field before you get on the elevator, scan your face. You go upstairs to go in the press room, scan your face. It's unbelievable.
What do you think it's looking at?
I don't know.
Eyeballs.
I don't know.
Symmetrical.
I guess the perfection of... I don't... It's a great question.
Because every once in a while, my Google Photos thinks two different people are the same person.
Who? Anybody I know?
No, but it comes up every once in a while. Right. Like in Alaska, go, is this the same person? That's sometimes it knows, like, the person as a baby.
Yes, I know.
And then as an adult, and it goes, is this the same person? It's like, yeah, how do you know that?
So if I sometimes will put one of my kids in for a specific photo I'm looking for, I will get photos from when they were like 4 and when they're 12. It is amazing to me.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome technology.
Yes, it is.
We also talked, Jerry, about on the show today about this sperm race.
Yes.
Where this was a competitive race between
two different... Did you see the video of this?
No.
It looks exactly like what you would think it would look like. It looks like a sperm race.
How did they...
I don't know.
You don't know how they technically did it. Like, did they pour the sperm, or was it one sperm, or was it all
each,
bunch of sperm?
I believe they took one from each of the people. And they were really, and yeah, it's got to be looked at under a microscope, and they put it up on the big screen. This club was packed. There were a couple thousand people there watching this.
Sperm race.
And as soon as they, however they did it, there was a little maze. And they, unless I got completely duped by this, which I don't think I did, because it was all over the place online when you put it in, and ABC News in LA actually did a whole piece on it because it was out in Los Angeles. It was pretty wild.
Yeah, and Boomer asked who we thought on the staff would have the fastest sperm, but there's really absolutely no way to know that.
Only if we did this.
Right. Because my sperm could be fast, yours could be faster, Eddie could have the fastest sperm. We have no idea.
We don't. No.
We don't know what determines that.
Correct. The only thing you can do is look at the four of us and say who would win a race.
Yeah, and I think that's what we do.
But I don't think that's the way it works.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I do not know.
We could have very good swimming sperm, even if they're not good enough to create a baby.
Good enough to impregnate, yes.
Good enough to impregnate.
Mm-hmm.
You might just have really fast sperm.
Yeah. Schizophrenic. It's all over the place.
It's kind of crazy that, like, when you see, like, a person who's, like, acting bizarrely, like, we'll see, like, somebody in the street.
Yeah.
Like, that person was a baby at one point.
And you hope was cared for at one point.
And then that baby was a sperm and an egg.
So were you.
Right. But it's weird to think about.
A lot is weird to think about. And that is one thing.
That you shoot goo out of your body into some sort of goo in another body. The goo mixes together if the stars align. And then a baby head, a heart,
all
a body, all the internal parts, most of the time, form correctly.
Mm-hmm. Why they call it the miracle of life,
it
Al.
It really is.
Yeah. It is and it's not. I mean, it's very scientific now because they know exactly how it happens. But, it is. It's pretty crazy. It really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you say, most of the time, it all forms the way, I guess, it's intended to.
Yes.
But there are too many instances where something goes wrong, where sometimes the whole thing is aborted and nothing happens. Other times, you know, there are disabilities right from birth. It's, you know, those are the tough stories, but you make the best of it.
And then guys will take that same life energy goo and just throw it in the garbage. You know what I mean? Like, to be like, I'm going to put this into a tissue and then throw this out.
Well, that's why I don't believe in the Catholic Church you are supposed to have sex without the intent of procreating.
Yeah.
Which would mean there'd be 80 billion people on this planet if every time you had relations with a woman, the intent was to procreate.
Yep. And you're also not supposed to spill your own seed, as they say.
Right. That too.
Yeah.
Supposed to use the, I don't know if they still do, but they're supposed to use the rhythm method.
Mm-hmm.
Even though.
What is the rhythm method?
You're supposed to count the day if you don't want your wife or girlfriend or significant other, whoever it might be, to get pregnant. I believe, at least when I was in Catholic school, or when you started learning about the birds and the bees, I believe they were teaching the rhythm method where you're supposed to figure out the days when the female is the least fertile.
Yeah, because I think there's only a couple days a month that a woman can get pregnant.
Well, there's a couple of days a month where the, as you point out, everything is aligned properly.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's impossible to get pregnant those other days. I don't believe that to be the case.
Really?
No.
So you think a woman could get pregnant any day of the month?
I think it's possible. It's much more difficult on specific days where it's easier on others.
Hmm.
Because of the way the things, as you say, align.
Now, I know, like, as human beings, we cover up natural scents with deodorants and mouthwashes.
Sure.
But do you think a woman smells different on the days when she's most fertile?
I have no idea.
That would attract the man to say, this is the day?
I don't. Maybe. You know, I don't know.
Maybe back in caveman days.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, because if you think about it now, as you point out, everyone wears something.
Yeah.
It's very, I mean, it is rare to find someone that just smells like outside.
Earthy.
Yeah. I mean, even if you don't wear perfume as a female, most wear deodorant. As a guy, if you're not wearing cologne, you're still wearing deodorant. Like, so there's always some sort of scent. But I don't know if women that are ready to become pregnant are giving off some sort of smell.
Pheromones.
Right. I don't know. I have no idea.
It's also weird that when it seems like people that want to get pregnant have a hard time.
Yeah. And then people that probably don't have the means to get pregnant or don't want to, you can blow on someone and they get pregnant.
Right. Or they are wearing a condom, still get pregnant.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right about that. That seems to be, and I don't know that that's any more real than it is perception, because maybe we magnify when people that you deem they shouldn't be parents, and yet they've got, you know, six kids.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just more magnified, but it does seem that way. Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah, and my guess is if you are having problems getting pregnant, you'll notice more often.
Yeah,
people that are having babies left and right.
100%. That's where I say it's magnified because it's in your face. You see it more. You're more aware of it. And stress level is probably a big thing too when you're trying to get pregnant. All of a sudden, you're thinking too much about it. And I think that can be an issue as well.
It also seems like nature wants us to be pregnant earlier. And yet when somebody, if you hear somebody's pregnant at 19, we're like, ooh.
Yeah. I mean,
I think that's what nature wants, though.
It's a maybe. I mean, I think, I don't know what nature wants and doesn't want. I mean, theoretically, girls start getting their periods at 13. I don't think we need to be having kids at 13 either.
No.
So I would say maybe that's what nature wants, but I think a little bit older in this day and age, because life is incredibly expensive. This isn't the Stone Age. This isn't, you know, we're not trading and bartering for life. Like, you need money. And it's really difficult, I think, if you are in this day and age, if you are a couple of 19-year-olds that decide it's time to have a family.
Yeah.
When you don't even know which end is up yet and you're still making $18 an hour, how are you supporting that child or yourself for that matter?
Yeah, I'd feel like you would have to be like 31 to have a baby.
Well, I mean, I was 30.
30.
When Matthew was born, and 36 when Joseph was born. And I would say I've definitely felt much. I mean, I felt mature enough in my mid-20s, to be honest with you. But
really?
I would say so. But I wasn't making enough money, number one. And two, I wanted to actually have a few years with, you know, Kim before we were going to settle down and do that, which we did. I would say 19, 20 is too young. I think 30 is about right.
Yeah.
Even late 20s, 28, 29.
And then how old is too old?
Well, I mean, for who? The dad? Or, I mean, to me, I will tell you right now, I don't know that. I mean, obviously, if something happened, I would. But I don't know that I could handle it, the energy. I don't have the energy level that I used to have. And I do a lot. I still go play golf. I was out there yesterday. I walked the golf course. I feel like I have more energy than most. But if you're talking about staying up with the baby and the lack of sleep and... Man, at 51, I don't know. And same thing for a woman. I can't imagine a woman much past 45 would have the energy to do it. But everybody's different. I
wonder what the age is now for a woman to naturally get pregnant. Like, what's the top end?
I don't know.
I know there are outliers on,
there's always
on
outliers.
All sides.
Yeah. I mean...
But I wonder if you have a woman's in really great physical shape,
late
right?
Late 30s, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What I think.
And
late
I think
30s.
As the older you get, I think you become more and more high risk, I believe.
Yes.
To where you could have complications for either yourself or the child.
That's why, I mean, that is a small, sweet window,
it
right?
Is.
Of when you feel like, okay, I'm ready for this next phase of life and I want to make sure I've got money and not wait too long.
Correct.
To make it more difficult or more risky.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm
trying to think of 30. Where was I? 30 was what year for me? That was 2004. Yeah, I mean, I was already, I was far from wealthy, but we were fine. Kim had a full-time job being paid very well, and I was full-time here anchoring, so I was doing okay.
Being paid very well as well.
You know what?
Was okay.
Yeah, I felt pretty good, actually. We were financially fine, but for other people... Yeah, it might take you a little, or some people come out of college, make a lot of money,
yeah,
and could feel financially ready immediately. And
I hate those people.
Yeah, well, good for them.
I'm jelly.
Good for them. But I do think you don't want to overthink it too. I mean, you'll figure it out, but you also can't be making $18 an hour.
Yeah.
Makes life very hard.
Yeah, very difficult.
Because you can't give the kid back. I mean, yes, you can put a child up for adoption as soon as you have it, but I think if you're... You know, you're a year in and you're really swimming uphill financially. At that point, you're not, figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult.
Yeah. Seems very difficult.
Mm.
That's a whole complicated mess.
I think for a guy, I think 58's a good age.
58?
So you got plenty of time.
Oh, I'm over my time, Jerry.
Well, has there ever been a time in the last, let's say, 10 years where you've, in one of your moments of just... meditating or just staring at the ocean where you're like, I should have had kids?
No, I don't think so.
Never.
No, I do think about it though, as far as like what type of neurotic person I would be with kids, or would I be less neurotic than I am now because there'd be so much more chaos going on.
Oh, for sure.
Things going on that,
knowing you the way I know you, you could not have kids working this job. There's no way.
Yeah.
I mean, you would be the type, you tell your wife, 6 o'clock, I'm going to bed. You'd shut and lock the door on her.
Put
and don't bother
on.
Me.
Yeah.
So you would need different hours, I think, to not be a crazy person.
Yeah.
But that's also not easy to just find better hours.
It is not.
No, it's not.
It is not. Because when you get in this business, in this city, when you get better hours, you get a worse commute.
That is true.
Right.
Which means your day is even longer.
Yeah.
The one thing that was good for us was, and not everyone can do it anymore, was because the job paid well enough, it worked that Kim was able to stay home. Which made it easier for me because then when I had to go to bed, we were all good. You know, that did help.
Yeah, that's good. Because you got to decide, are you putting a kid in daycare? That's always the you run in the numbers. Like, okay, does the mom go back to work? And then you have to put your kid in daycare? And then what does that cost?
Yeah, daycare can be $500 a week.
Daycare is crazy.
If not more. Could be more in some cases, depending on how long your kid's there.
Yeah.
And now you're talking about that's after tax money. So if you're spending, let's say, $500 a week on a kid that's really costing you $800 a week in salary, that's $40,000
Damn.
Of salary. So if you have a job where you're making $55,000 a year before taxes, after taxes, like, it's just not a lot.
Yes, that's not a lot.
You're working to put the kid in daycare, which, as you say, you might as well just stay home with them.
Right.
But again, hard decisions for people to make.
I wonder if it's gotten easier with work from home situations for people.
I do. You know what the problem with work from home is? Because Kim tried that for about 4 or 5 months. The problem with the work from home thing, which seems great, is what happens that day when all of a sudden he doesn't take the nap he's supposed to take and you're on a call with a client and it's you and him. And he's 18 months old, or in her case, he would have been 9 months old and doesn't understand what the hell's going on and he wants to eat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's tough.
You got to tell them, listen, I'm on a Zoom call.
Right, 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 right. You don't understand. So, yeah, though that's one of those things in theory is better than practically. But there are some cases, you know, could certainly be cheaper to hire someone to come in and help you for a few hours to get through a portion of your day where you get a lot of the work done. And that's far cheaper than daycare. And, oh, by the way, you're still around your kid all day.
Yeah. Well, the other weird thing is you talked about the facial imagery so that they know who's who. The fact that we all have different DNA is crazy, right?
But we're all different.
And not one matching DNA.
How about not one fingerprint's the same?
Or fingerprint?
Yeah.
Who discovered DNA? And how?
People that are a lot smarter than you and I.
How did they figure out that they could take my blood and would be a unique property only to me? There's billions of people out there.
Yeah.
Or hundreds of millions at the least.
Right.
And we don't have...
Nobody's the same.
There's not like a guy in Brazil that has my DNA.
Oh, how about the fact that no one looks the same? I mean, yes, there are people that look very similar. But we're all different. We talked about this once before. Like, everyone's got two eyes, a nose, a mouth.
Yeah.
And we all look incredibly different.
Yeah, sometimes you'll see, too, like, when they do the police sketch.
Yeah.
And then you look, and at first you go, that looks like everybody I've seen. And then all of a sudden they catch the guy, and they go, wow, that really looks like...
like the sketch.
Yeah. It's incredible.
And sketches are, they are, from all the shows you've watched, they are or they're not reliable.
They seem to be pretty reliable.
Pretty reliable?
Yeah. Which is weird, because if you talk to police, we've had police officers in here, they'll say that a lot of time eyewitness testimony gets...
Yeah. Yet that sketch is coming from an eyewitness.
Yes.
Yeah, it's odd.
But there's something in the way that the sketch artist talks the person through it when they're making the eyes, and that it seems to work a lot more than it doesn't work.
Are you observant? I know you are in the morning when you're coming in and you've got your camera on.
Yeah.
But when you're walking at 2 o'clock in Bradley Beach, you're walking the dog.
Yeah, I'm pretty vigilant.
You are. So if something happened and then the cops came to you and said, you know, you did walk by the guy that's accused of this.
Yeah.
Do you remember what he was wearing?
Yeah. I think more at night than I am during the day. During the day, I could probably...
zone out a little bit.
Yeah. But at night, no matter where I am, I could be in the best neighborhood ever.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Head on a swivel.
Because I always think about that, too, is if anyone ever, you know, would ask me something about someone, I'm like, boy, I don't really pay attention. I got to start doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking for animals, Jerry. I'm looking for people.
I don't blame you.
UFOs.
I understand.
There's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. You still seeing them over the ocean?
Not as much. Well, mainly because I do my last dog walk at night and the sun's still out.
Oh, okay. That's
when I would see them, yeah. Yeah. In the middle of the night when I walk the dog, they were rarely out there, so I don't really see them now.
Got it.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. Tomorrow's Thursday. And then you're hosting Friday, don't forget.
Yes, yes, yes.
Maybe get a little extra sleep.
A little bit.
Not too much.
Not much.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, Thursday. So,
if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.